Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
You are going to want to grab a piece of paper and pen. Because if there's anything that makes people feel excited about being on a mission is when it's successful. When what you want to do is actually starting to give you an ROI. And predominantly, there's 2 returns of interest that people love the most. One of them is lifestyle and having time to do. And the other is the thing that we've probably said since we were little, that our parents were like, don't be so, you know, and it's like, I want what I want when I want what I want, right? And that doesn't really go very far when you're a certain age. But at a certain age, you can have what you want when you want. But you also need to know, if you are going to navigate this world of taking on a mission that I call true entrepreneurship, you know, steak and lobster, rice and peas. And rice and peas just means we're going in for another level of growth. So there's always growth that's going to happen that we actually choose ourselves. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to come from a place of, I'm going to grow my business, I'm going to grow my family, I'm going to grow my dreams, and being able to not have to figure out how you're going to make that happen, that if it was already sitting in a beautiful bank account one day, just going, spend me. So we've brought Wendy. If you don't know Wendy, she is Wendy the Financial Lion. And if you are viewing us and not listening to us today, you will see some beautiful lions on the back of her screen, because she absolutely loves them. So look at today, we're going to talk about, why did I say grab a piece of paper and pen? Is because you are going to walk away. You are going to be our wealthy audience. And I want to, as always, tell you how much we appreciate you, how much we don't only just appreciate you listening and cheering us on and telling us who you want to have on, but I know a lot of you right now, because you tell me you're exercising right now. You know, Susan's doing yoga right now. We've got people that are very interactive with us. You share the show and you make the show successful. We could not clearly do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Miss Financial Lion, Wendy, welcome to Mission Accepted.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Deb. This is going to be awesome.
We're going to change some things today. We're going to do some rewiring, I call it. Look, money is such an interesting topic, right? It goes into so many buckets. Most people have a great story about money, and most people have an interesting story about money. And then some people have been born in a family where money had struggle, money had success. I mean, money can, you know, people fight about money, people break up because of money. You know, you want to do things. So money is such a charged topic. And when you're an entrepreneur or building a business, and predominantly people that are listening to the show are on some kind of mission or like to listen to us do it, and they're like, no, thank you, right? Money just has so many charges around it. And by nature, I think that our listeners and our viewers are definitely in the world of betterment. They're always trying to get better in personal and business development. But it's funny, because sometimes you get better and you get to a place where you are and it's really good. And then you want to go to that next level. And then you need some new rewiring. I know you're really big on mindset. And I want to tell the audience, you want to listen to her. And the reason why you want to listen to her is because this woman has been able to make her way. And she'll tell you about that. And to be able to sit here and teach us, when both her and her husband twice. Now, there's got to be something, you know, interesting about that in itself. But twice on the same day, both her and her husband were let go of their work, right? And so rebuilding sometimes isn't just once. So if you're out there and you've had to rebuild once and you're kind of ticked that you got to do it again, then that's okay. Welcome to the ticked club, right? But can you just give us some insight on, you know, money in general? Why is it so charged? What is it that we should really do with our minds to help us be. I mean, you're called the financial lion. You're called the millionaire maker, the multi-million dollar maker. I mean, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to sit down at the table with you?
Well, you don't have to come prepared to sit with me. We just are going to have a conversation. So there was a study done some years ago that said people would rather have a root canal than talk to a financial professional. So trust and believe, I'm going to make it fun. I'm not going to be some dry, oh my gosh, I have to talk to Wendy. It's going to be like, no, I get to talk to Wendy. But some of the things that I have to work through with my clients, because I am known as the multimillionaire maker, and I do that through very simple means. It doesn't mean you have to have $1 million. I simply take what you have and put it into a different financial vehicle that's going to get you to your goals much faster and much more in an economical way. But it's very simple changes. It's not major, oh my gosh, I have to see 3 years of your tax returns and every statement you've ever had from your bank. You know, it's none of that kind of stuff. But what I find sometimes is I had a client that she had $260,000 in an account just sitting there at risk of the market. You know, if the market goes down, so does her account. And we simply took that and put it into a different vehicle. And it turns into over $7.2 million in income for her. And that's just over a 10-year period. So when I have things like that, so that's a very simple way to make someone a multimillionaire. And very simple process, takes about 2 weeks. But what I find sometimes is I'll put, you know, like a gold platter in front of my clients. And it's like, why aren't you speed dialing me to get this done? People would give their eye teeth to have this future. And what I find is maybe they don't think they deserve it, or they're not worthy. Or if I have all this money, everybody's going to come to me and want money, or people are going to resent me because I'm so successful, or whatever it might be. So we have to get rid of those locks and blocks and the mindsets and those limiting beliefs and the self-sabotaging behavior, so that you know, yes, you're worthy. Yes, you can have all this money. And you know what? If nothing else, think of all the good you could do with it. You know, you don't, I'm very big on giving. The first 10% that I make goes out to fight human trafficking. Whatever my husband brings in goes out to other charities where we feed people and we, you know, provide clean drinking water, things like that. So I'm very big on you give 10, save 10, live on 80. And if you give away that first 10%, and some people might be like, are you out of your ever loving mind? But trust and believe, you give that money away, it comes back to you over and over and over. So when I say, you know, I make multimillionaires, it doesn't mean that they're just going to hoard it all. You know, they can start nonprofits. They can make an impact in the world. So that's something when people go, well, I don't need all that money. It's like, yeah, but a lot of other people on the planet do.
Right.
So if nothing else, receive that money so you can do that, so you can have that positive effect in the world.
Wow. Thank you. That's really insightful. And I want to go back a little bit to the mindset piece in relationship to sabotage. So I could use a prime example. I am getting my body back in shape and ready to do a marathon. Now, this morning, I didn't want to. And all the thoughts that went through my head, I could tell Grace that I can't make it. Da, da, da. We got lots going. I could justify not showing up like yesterday's business. But I was like, just observing. And I'm like, you'll feel better when it's done. You'll feel better when it's done. I mean, it can even be that kind of like, and look at it, and I do lots of work. I mean, well, I went to the gym, so obviously I you know, I won the battle. But a lot of times we don't win the battle. There's things like people, it really can come up really simply. Sabotage can be simply canceling the appointment with you or moving the appointment with you, because there's this psychological dialogue that's going on that's that starts to win, right? It can be, you know, when someone's about to embark on something bigger or better. Now, look at you and your husband both got let go twice. I mean, we want to hear a little bit about that. How did you go from that? Or were you already in a good mindset at that time where you're like, well, this is interesting, and you were able to move out of it fairly quickly? Like, let's take it down to how people sabotage, and what can you offer? You must have walked some people through that process. Like, what is it that we can do if someone's relating out there and like, okay, that's me. I know I've really wanted this. That sounds really simple. What does stop people from picking up, and how can they just pick up the phone and call you or do the things they need to do?
Well, you know what? I think that some people feel that they haven't done enough, or they need more money before they should talk to someone like me. And I just want to take that right off the table, because there's five, and I'll just give them to you now. There's five very simple steps to be financially successful. And one is you protect yourself first, because it's you are your most valuable asset, right? I was widowed when I was young. My husband died when he was only 24 in a motorcycle accident. We had two little girls, 1 and 3 years old, and a whopping $20,000 of life insurance. Well, the way to know how much life insurance you should have is you simply take what you make, multiply it by the number of years until you're going to retire, and that's called your human economic life value. Well, if my husband was making $40,000 a year back then, and just for easy math, he was going to retire at 64, 40 years times $40,000 is $1.6 million. And that doesn't include raises or bonuses or if you got a better paying job. So that's a very simple way to figure out what would the impact be on your life, on your family, if you got the cancer diagnosis or the disability or, God forbid, the death. That's how you figure that out. So that first and foremost needs to be done, because if it's not, once those events occur, there aren't any do-overs in that area of life. You can have your money in the market and the market goes up, it goes down, it recovers, whatever. Once you die, you're dead. You can't go back and go, oh, by the way, I wish I had life insurance. So that is first and foremost that you are your most valuable asset. And people really need to understand that. It's not your home. It's not your bank account. It's not your retirement accounts. It's you. So that first and foremost needs to be protected. And then you want to make your money work for you. Don't have your money just sitting in a savings account earning nothing. You can Google what are the highest yield savings accounts or money market accounts. Get your money working for you. Make it grow. And if you really want to make it multiply exponentially, then yeah, you want to get on my calendar. It's right above my head. The third thing that you want to do is live within your means. And I'm going to say the B word that people like, the budget. Oh my gosh, you said the B word. So call it a monthly cash flow. Call it whatever you like, but live within your means, because I don't care if you're making $100,000 a year or $1 million a year. If everything is going out the door, you're living at poverty level. You might be doing it in a nicer car or a bigger house. You're still living at poverty level. So that's paramount. And once you put your income and your expenses down on paper, you can go, oh, I didn't know I was blowing $800 a month going out to eat, you know, two or three times a week. Oh, I didn't, you know, I've met with people all over the world, and I met with one client and she had 5,000 a month that she didn't know where it was going. That's, you know, that's some people's salaries, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So you want to do all that. And then once you have all of these pieces in place, you want to make sure that your identity is protected. You know, identity theft happens, I think it's once every 3 seconds or something. And talk about trying to come back from a disaster. So get some sort of identity protection in place. And I do, I actually have like five, because there's a number of them that you can get for free, just credit monitoring from the credit bureaus or whatever it might be in your country. But you don't want to do all of these positive, wonderful things to make your life better and then have somebody just come and steal it all right out from under you.
Wow. Well, there's things to think about, right? There's things
yeah.
to think about. And I think that,
and if you do those things, you'll be wealthier than 95% of the people on the planet, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. Very simple.
Well, and the reason why you're on the show is because, well, you're exceptional at what you do, and you're cool and groovy, and we like cool and groovy people. But the reason why you're on the show is that I think that when it comes to money, there's a few things in life where it has emotions around it, like I talked about, but people are concerned that there's like this, I'm not ready, I don't have enough. Like, you just countered some of that, right? Or I'm afraid I'm going to see what I don't want to see, or I don't want to stop doing my this, or whatever.
Right.
And I think just kind of like for myself, you know, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I don't like gyms. They're not my thing. I'd rather go for a walk. I'd rather swim. I'd rather this. I'd rather that. But I'm not gonna, and I did walk myself through one marathon, but the point is having an expert there, and look, and I'm starting, I'm in this kind of big project, if you haven't noticed, and I've been sitting on my chair for 3 years. And when I was starting this project, I was training for 8 marathons. So let's get real. We know that ain't happening. Taking it down to one, because 3 years later. But it feels not embarrassing to be at the gym, but a little like, wow, I'm really out of shape. And I think the concern, which is fine. I have some, I can get myself through those thoughts. But I think when it comes to money, there might be like people don't want to really show or share. They think they're supposed to be further along than they are. Like I can say, look, this, look, I did like 30 sit-ups and I was sore for 3 days. How pathetic is that? But I can tell myself it's okay, But when it comes to money, I think people are afraid to open up the door. And because people have had things like what you and your husband experienced, you talked about you had pink envelopes coming in the mail. You know what it's like to get gutted. And it can take, I think people need to be kinder with themselves with money because it can take a while to recover from a divorce or a loss or a business change or what have you. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like just how to step into what it is you want people to step into, which is the ability to have a good financial life. But I think some of the holdbacks is everyone thinks they're supposed to be somewhere that they're not yet.
You know what? I always tell my clients, I am a no judgment zone. There's nothing you can say or do that's going to shock me. I have been broke. And when I say broke, I don't mean I'm down to $20,000 in my savings account. I mean, like, I'm down to my last dollar. And when my husband and I both lost our incomes the first time, we were actually doing crisis intervention care for foster children. And our home was part of his compensation. So in one 10-minute conversation, we not only lost both our incomes, we lost our home as well. And then how do you know where you're going to live when you don't know where you're going to work? You don't know what your income is going to, I mean, so I've been there. I know all of those questions and the what ifs and the coulda, shoulda, what is it? You know what I mean? All that stuff. So number one, I'm a no judgment zone. You are where you are. And I will help you even if we don't do business together. And I always tell my clients, your life will be better because you met with me, because I'm in your life, and your life will be better because I was in it. I promise. Because even if we don't do business, who can I refer you to? How can I help you? Who do I know that I can connect you with that's going to help your business be better off? So it's all about the relationship. And you just have to understand that I truly want to help you. That is my primary fundamental goal, is how can I help you? How can I serve you? I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to criticize you. I'm not here to think, oh, well, I can't believe you did that. None of that stuff. So that's the first thing, is that shame and that guilt and that I should be farther along. Meet with me and we'll get you farther along. Don't worry about that.
Well, no, I think that's it, right? I think a lot of times we hold ourselves back. So let's flip it a little bit. I know that we've talked a lot about that. Let's flip it. Let's flip it to some of the joy. Let's flip it to talk about some of the joy of money. I mean, you talked earlier about being able to give it away if you want to give it away, and let's talk about some of that because I think, we talk about money and in relationship to being able to make $1 million and or make a multi making multi-million dollars. And if someone's never had that seven-figure experience, can you like what was it like for you when you went from, oh my gosh, our home, our this, our that? And as you started to accumulate, like maybe let's talk a little bit about that. Someone obviously needs to hear it because I didn't even have any idea I was going to do that question, but I don't think we talk enough about the joy of what it's like to feel sustained financially.
Well, you know, one of the steps that I left out, because I said it was five simple steps to financial success, the one step that I left out was pay yourself first. And the reason that you want to do that is, A, if you don't pay yourself first, who will? And B, if you go through life without a cushion, and believe me, I've gone through life without a cushion, where like a $20 expense might be like, oh my gosh, like, it's 20 bucks. It might as well have been 20,000 because I didn't have $20. So the joy of being able to save. And if you don't like saving, you think, oh, that's so boring. Well, then say, you know, I'm going to save this for my dream vacation, or I'm going to save this because I want to get a whole new wardrobe because, like, Deb inspired me. And now I've gone on a marathon and I've lost 20 pounds and I need all new clothes, you know, whatever it might be. You can make it fun and reward yourself. And even if you can't, you know, there's a lot of people that are just trying to get through the month. But even if you start saving 1% and then maybe 2%, and as you see that grow, you're going to feel better. You know, money is the second most popular reason why couples fight is over money. So imagine when you get the money issue resolved, how are you going to feel? How are you going to be more calm? Are you going to be more relaxed? You're going to show up more confident. And, you know, I really believe that stress is the cause of all disease, because disease simply means to be not at ease in your body, right? In another life, I'm also a certified nutritionist. So if you're stressed about money, and it's always a constant thing in your head, right? Like, even if you're meeting with somebody and you're smiling and you're putting on the happy face, you know that that's always kind of like this dark cloud that's hanging over your head, if you will. So imagine you turn that cloud into a rainbow, and now you're like, oh, okay, I'm not stressed anymore. I'm energized. I'm happy. I want to go out. The air smells fresher. The flowers are brighter. When you have that squared away, it's like the foundation upon which you can build everything else in your life can just bloom now that you have this resolved, or you know you're on your way. You may not be at your destination yet, but you're on your way and you know how you're going to get there.
Yeah. And it feels good along the way. Like there's little
Yeah.
things, you know. I was
Yeah.
at an event a couple of nights ago, and I hang out with this group of super cool women. We've been doing it every 6 months for 17 years. And
Oh,
you
wow.
know, we make it you know, everyone brings their clothes and we switch clothes and we do this and we do that and we catch up and we do all of that. And we talked about how we used to go through bottles of wine. Now we're drinking sparkling water and leaving early. We're all having this big joke about, you know, our life. But so one of my girlfriends was asking me, she's more of an inner circle, she kind of knows what's going on. And she asked me something about someone in my life who needed some funds. And I was able to support that. And it was, I mean, we're not talking like millions of dollars here. It was you know, it was not a lot, but not a lot either. And
Yeah,
she
yeah.
goes, that must have that that's incredible. And I go, that's what I that it was such a it was a family member. And I was like, it was really it was as good for me as it was for them, because that's what I wanted to do. Like, you
Yes.
know, that's where I want to be, like
Yeah.
to be able. And it was just one of those little things that would have been, you know, someone else may not have thought a whole lot about, but it was like, you know, I remember. You know, I remember we were talking about
Yeah.
milk, right? We were talking about milk. We were talking about milk, people pre-show. And I won't tell you the context of milk, but we were talking, and I was just about to say, I remember there was a time when my mom hit up against hard times, and we went from milk to powdered milk. So I remember when people used to use powdered milk. And I was
Yeah.
like, okay, so right. It was her. And I was like, you know, so going back to having like, you know, milk and all that, she was going through a divorce. And but just those things that you can do that make you feel good.
Yeah.
Money, it was a sign for me. She goes, that's amazing. I go, I know. And we both knew, she was like, it's amazing that some of the things that you've wanted in life or what you've worked for have enabled you to do that thing because you've always wanted to do that.
Well, you know what's funny? I'll tell you a story, and I'm not saying this to blow my own horn or anything like that, but when I talked about having money and think of all the good you can do in the world when you have it. Someone referred a woman to me, and her mom passed away when she was 5. She lives in Nairobi. And sadly, her grandmother who raised her just died yesterday. But earlier in the week, we talked, and she was about to be evicted from this school. She runs a school because you have to pay to go to school. So if there's poor kids, they don't get to go to school. So she runs a school, and she feeds 200 children breakfast and lunch every day. But she's about to be evicted from the school. She was 6 months rent in arrears. So I said, well, how much is the rent at the school? $150. And I said, well, how much does it cost to feed the kids for a month? $200. Like crazy cheap. Where I am, you couldn't rent an outhouse for $150.
No.
So I had some money that I was going to give to a different charity. And I said, you know what? I'll send you $500. That'll pay 2 months' rent. You'll be able to feed the kids for a month and you'll be okay for a little while. You won't be evicted. And she was just beside herself.
Yeah.
So that it's $500. It's not a ton of money, but it made all the difference to this poor woman's life. And now that her grandmother passed away, she said, oh, I'm just trying to raise money to buy a dress and get a coffin. I'm like, well, how much is a dress and a coffin? Like, you know what I mean? So it, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, yes, I do know. I do
Yeah.
know. Yeah.
So it's those things that you can do, and it may not make one difference in our everyday life, but I can't imagine being almost at, oh, and she got evicted out of her own place, so she's living at her friend's house. Now, if that was going on in any of our lives, our hair would be on fire. And here's this woman just like, well, hello, Miss Lyon, you know, just
Yeah.
happy as can be, content as can be, calm as can be. And I can't imagine having 200 children depending on me for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
So magnify that times a million, because if you were going through that as an individual, well, you only have yourself to worry about. I can't imagine going through all that stuff and having 200 kids depending on me for
Yeah.
two meals a day. Like, no way.
Wow.
And just happy and calm as can be.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Well,
Like, she's
that's,
a hero. Like, holy
yeah.
crap.
I mean, when we talk about talking about the joy of money, some of the joy
Yeah.
of money, right? Being able to, like, all those things. I loved how you said that when you were talking about turning it into a rainbow. Because when you do have financial strife, it does kind of come with you. It's one of the things that I'm sure gets prayed about the most. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sure it
Right.
gets prayed about the most. It's like, okay,
Right.
look, but I see that we're close to time. I'd love to. I think we've talked about so many great things in relationship to money. You've talked about mindset and being able to adapt and for people to not sabotage and not feel ashamed and not this and not that and be
Yeah.
able to just be really super okay with where you are
Yeah.
because this is where you are. And
Yeah.
if you want and if you're rocking your world and you want to aspire bigger and you can, why not? There's all sorts of
Yeah.
reasons why to, right? I
Exactly.
was like, why not? Why
Exactly.
not? Why too?
Yeah.
So, and then there's, I loved your formula because it's always a good reminder. I remember there was a time in my life where there was a group of people then in, and we had just had, let's just say, something that was going to raise our income, come into this company that I was working with. And he goes, I want to do a class for all of you that are going to benefit from this. He goes, I want to do a class on your personal finance. And everyone's kind of looking at him, right? And he's like,
Yeah.
don't change your spending habits. Just because this influx is coming, stay within the means.
Yes.
And I love that you talked about that because
Yeah.
the accessibility
Yeah.
and then some of the great things that you can do, whether it's helping family or other people or and you know what, honestly, I am in the world of entrepreneurship and I get to talk to entrepreneurs all the time. And if there is a group that gives, it's got to be the world
Yeah.
of entrepreneurs. They are
Yes.
constantly giving, trying to make the world better. You know what I mean? I
Yes.
think just absorb and financially taking care of yourself for a while is a little foreign. Like go buy some nice things and take yourself out. Like go enjoy the
Yeah.
fruits of your labor.
Yes. Treat yourself, reward yourself, give yourself a pat on the back. And yeah, definitely. Celebrate. You don't have to have a big one. Celebrate the small ones. Celebrate. Oh, hey, I saved $50. I saved 500. You know, whatever it might be. Good job. Let's do that again. You know?
That's a
Yeah.
good one. Okay, hashtag let's do that again. That's where we're gonna
Yeah.
wrap up. Hashtag let's do that again. You've had a financial win. Hashtag let's do that again.
There you go.
There
There
you
you
go.
go. Yes.
Wendy, we're gonna have to bring you back for financial lesson number two, and we'll do
Okay.
some dig downs in that. Hashtag let's do that again.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing some time with us today. And I know that we will have all your information in the show notes. But for people that are listening right now or viewing right now, and I know that you've got up on your schedule, is there a website or a social media handle that you want to send people to that if they're just listening, they can go and find out more about you?
Well, they can go to thefinanciallion.com. It's
Okay.
LYON, my
Right.
last name, thefinanciallion.com. And if you want to get on my calendar and just have a conversation, go to thefinanciallion.com/schedule. And
Yeah.
we'll just have, it'll be fun. Someone called me the fun financial lion. So, well, other plan was to have you
Gosh, there's
snoring,
not.
the financial lion, I have you roaring. Okay. So
Yeah,
don't worry
yeah.
about
You're gonna have 45 hashtags by the time you finish. Oh my goodness.
that.
Oh my goodness. So look, audience, thank you so much. I have one last question for you. I'm gonna talk to the audience a little bit. We want to see you reap and sow from the everything that you do in the world. And taking care of yourself is something that can be put aside. And it's not just about going to the spa, it's about being able to put money away so that you can and not feel bad about it, right? So do all those good things. Take some of Wendy's advice. Now I'm going to ask you a completely different question because we like to rock and roll over here and we're all about music. So let's say that the radio station calls you and says, you've won the contest. You've entered a draw, you've won the contest, and you get two tickets to a concert for a concert you've always wanted to go to but never have. Who would you pick?
Are you asking me or are you
Yeah,
asking
I'm
Wendy?
asking you.
Oh, well, you know what? The first one that came to mind was Heart,
All right.
because a friend of mine was actually a backup singer for Heart. Zeppelin, I love Zeppelin. You know I love
Yeah,
Zeppelin.
yeah,
I
yeah.
just watched the documentary
Yeah, I just
Becoming
watched a
Zeppelin.
documentary. Okay,
Yes,
so it would
yes.
be hard. So you'd be like, I want two tickets. I want a backstage pass, which ironically, I just went and saw them like maybe 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago. I
Oh,
mean,
really?
yeah, absolutely. They're,
Okay.
everyone in Vancouver loves Heart.
Oh, nice.
She's amazing. So, okay, well, we're going to hold that thought for you that you're going to go see Heart. Go see them soon. I mean, I think Nancy's 70 and yeah, 70, they're 70 and 74. But anyways, we'll see you at the Heart concert.
Sounds
Audience,
good.
thank you so much for sharing and always just being there. Thank you. This has been years of doing Mission Accepted, and it has been incredible. So we so appreciate you. And if you see yourself where Wendy's sitting and you want to come on the show, this is not difficult. It's devdrummond.com. I'm all over. So just go there. Also, if you like stage and you'd like to be heard, look it. We just announced that these summits, the 220 speaking spots, well, we've just added more. I don't know. I don't know. It's like I never want to do this marathon, but we've just added panel speaking. So if you'd like to be an expert on a number of panel speaking, we have some great panels coming up. You can share the glory, and that is also going to be seen on the Women's Channel. And if you have not gone over to the Women's Channel yet, then get over to the Women's Channel and see what's going on. If you want to have a show, if you want to be heard on the show, if you'd like to do a commercial about your mission on the show, then call me. And I know you have been because my roster is full. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that channel is going to be incredible and continue to see more people other than just myself. All right. Thank you for being so great, Wendy. Thank you for joining us with on Mission Accepted today. And we will be back next week, and so will you. So until then, you be well, you stay groovy. Bye for now.